what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Anuradha Nakshatra for all ascendants. Anuradha Nakshatra, located in Scorpio and ruled by Saturn, is symbolized by a lotus flower, representing resilience, devotion, and the pursuit of harmony amidst challenges. Known for its loyal, compassionate, and disciplined energy, Anuradha is the nakshatra of friendships and partnerships, where individuals are dedicated to supporting those they value while navigating life's complexities with patience and strength. This nakshatra encourages loyalty, emotional depth, and a desire to build meaningful connections. Here's how the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, eighth house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your eighth house, Anuradha's intense and loyal energy influences your thoughts on transformation, shared resources, and deeper relationships. You may often think about how to approach challenges with resilience, valuing emotional strength and dedication. Anuradha encourages you to navigate personal transformation with patience, making your mind focused on building trust and depth in your relationships. Your thoughts center around fostering meaningful connections and embracing change with strength, valuing commitment and loyalty in your partnerships. #Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, seventh house. With Mercury in the seventh house, Anuradha's harmonious and introspective energy shapes your thoughts on relationships, partnerships, and mutual understanding. You're likely to think about how to communicate effectively with those you care about, guided by a desire for harmony and connection. Anuradha encourages you to value loyalty and consistency in your partnerships, making your mind focused on building relationships that are both stable and emotionally supportive. Your thoughts are oriented toward creating trust and understanding, valuing open dialogue and a sense of shared purpose in your connections. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, sixth house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the sixth house, Anuradha's nurturing and dedicated energy enhances your thoughts around service, daily routines, and well-being. You're likely to think about how to bring harmony into your everyday responsibilities, often focusing on caring for others with compassion and respect. Anuradha encourages you to approach work and health with patience and loyalty, making your mind centered on serving others. Your thoughts are focused on balancing self-care and support for others, valuing a disciplined approach that honors your commitments and brings fulfillment. Cancer ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, fifth house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the fifth house, Anuradha's compassionate and resilient energy shapes your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and emotional connection. You may often think about how to express your emotions authentically, valuing loyalty and depth in your relationships. Anuradha encourages you to bring emotional dedication into your creative pursuits, making your mind focused on creating work that resonates deeply. Your thoughts are centered on finding joy in meaningful self-expression, valuing the beauty of lasting bonds and sincere connections. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, fourth house. With Jupiter in the fourth house, Anuradha's thoughtful and loyal energy influences your thoughts on home, family, and emotional security. You're likely to think about how to create a nurturing and resilient family environment, guided by a desire to support and protect loved ones. Anuradha encourages you to approach family matters with patience and wisdom, making your mind focused on building a stable, compassionate home. Your thoughts are centered on fostering emotional depth and loyalty within family bonds, valuing the strength and unity that come from a close-knit, harmonious home. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, third house. With Saturn in the third house, Anuradha's disciplined and loyal energy enhances your thoughts on communication, learning, and relationships with siblings or close friends. You may often think about how to communicate with depth and sincerity, valuing trust and reliability in your connections. Anuradha encourages you to approach interactions with patience and respect, making your mind focused on building loyal, supportive bonds. Your thoughts are oriented toward fostering meaningful connections with those around you, valuing dedication and understanding in your conversations and relationships. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, second house. With Saturn in the second house, Anuradha's dedicated and resilient energy shapes your thoughts around family values, finances, and material security. You're likely to think about how to build a stable and dependable foundation, often focusing on long-term financial stability and the security of loved ones. Anuradha encourages you to approach your resources with responsibility and loyalty, making your mind centered on preserving family traditions and values. Your thoughts are focused on establishing a legacy of security, valuing discipline and careful planning, and managing resources and familial support. Scorpio ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, first house. With Jupiter in the first house, Anuradha's profound and purposeful energy greatly influences your sense of self and personal philosophy. You're likely to think about how to grow spiritually and morally, often focusing on ways to embody resilience and depth in your personality. Anuradha encourages you to approach life with dedication to your values, making your mind focused on personal evolution through loyalty and wisdom. Your thoughts are centered on building a character that reflects integrity and compassion, valuing inner strength and meaningful connections with others. Sagittarius ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, 12th house. With Mars in the 12th house, Anuradha's introspective and transformative energy enhances your thoughts on spirituality, inner strength, and personal sacrifice. You may often think about how to deepen your spiritual practices, driven by a desire for emotional resilience and self-discovery. Anuradha encourages you to approach spirituality with focus and commitment, making your mind inclined toward inner growth and letting go of attachments. Your thoughts are centered on exploring your inner world, valuing the power of transformation and finding peace through introspection. Capricorn ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, 11th house. With Venus in the 11th house, Anuradha's loyal and harmonious energy brings a sense of devotion and dedication to your thoughts around friendships, social networks, and long-term aspirations. You're likely to think about how to build meaningful connections within your community, valuing relationships that offer mutual support and loyalty. Anuradha encourages you to approach your social life with sincerity, making your mind focused on friendships that bring a sense of unity and shared purpose. Your thoughts are geared toward achieving goals that resonate deeply, valuing the camaraderie and support found within your social circles. Aquarius ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, 10th house. With Mercury in the 10th house, Anuradha's focused and reliable energy shapes your thoughts on career, public image, and intellectual pursuits. You may often think about how to establish yourself professionally with a sense of integrity and dedication, valuing reputation and loyalty in your work. Anuradha encourages you to approach your career with discipline and purpose, making your mind oriented toward achieving respect and trust in your field. Your thoughts are focused on building a career that reflects both intelligence and ethical values, valuing efforts that contribute to your long-term goals. Pisces ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Anuradha Nakshatra, 9th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 9th house, Anuradha's spiritual and compassionate energy brings a thoughtful approach to your thoughts on philosophy, higher learning, and personal beliefs. You may often think about how to seek wisdom and spiritual guidance, guided by a desire for emotional depth and understanding. Anuradha encourages you to explore life's greater meanings with devotion, making your mind focused on discovering insights that resonate with your inner truth. Your thoughts are centered on cultivating wisdom that aligns with your values, valuing loyalty and compassion as guiding principles in your spiritual journey.